naka amri ya Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, April 4th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about possibilities of setting up an opposition coalition ahead of the 2023 general elections.
Some supporters of the Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Nelson Chamisa, say they won't work with Douglas Monzora's Movement for Democratic Change or MDCT, led by Thokozani Kupe, which recalled parliamentarians and councillors, resulting in the holding of by-elections a week ago. They argue that Monzora should not be allowed to be part of the CCC machine that crashed to victory in the council and parliamentary by-elections.
The MDCT says it is ready to work with all progressive Zimbabweans in order to bring social, economic and political change in Zimbabwe. Independent political commentators also say it is important for the opposition to form a coalition ahead of the crucial elections.
And in world news, mass graves of hundreds of bodies have been found in Ukraine's Bucha and Irpin cities, which were seized by Russians a month ago. Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia should pay for the atrocity.
Addressing attendance at the Grammy Awards last night, Zelensky appealed for help in fighting the Russian invasion. He has also appealed for military and humanitarian support from NATO members and others.
Russia continues shelling in the southern Odessa region after pulling off its troops from areas surrounding the capital, Kyiv, in what appears to be a strategic move to seize a huge part of the country elsewhere.
Ngibambe mahlaba zulunjani lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba namhlanje sihulive talk lapha sikhuluma khona ngokunengi ukunye ukusikhuluma ngakho khona manje sikhuluma ngokhetho kusanda kwenziwa lo by elections njalo lokuthi kuzahamba njani xa sikhangela kusiya phambili kamba amabandla azabumba yini umanyano lo kuthiwa ke coalition kumbe hatch sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngakhona ku ibandla le citizens coalition for change lithi kuza kuba nzima ukuthi sisebenze lo Monzora labanye soke kunenge kwani kukhona kodwa kukhona abanye bathi usebenza ndawonye yikho okusebenzayo ukuthi abantu banqobe ibandla leZANU-PF. Nxa siya phambili sibili siyabona ukuthi kulo khetho uqatheke kakhulu oluza kwenziwa ngo-2023. Soke abaningi bathi MDCT kuzobuya i-CCC namanye amabandla aphikisayo kumele abambane. Nxa sihlangene okwenzakala emhlabeni wonke jikelele sibonileke emakubomabona kuthi njalo le Reuters News Agency ibika ukuthi kula mangcwaba lokhu kuthiwa ngama-mass graves atholakale khona ngale Bucha le-Irpin lawa-ke ngamadolobho lapho-ke okwakubanjwe khona ngama-Russians ama-Russians sabasale nyanga ingene khona ngale kule Ukraine esithi-ke umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky labanye bakhe basekela khona kuphena kwakusenziwa ngu-Hitler kudala kodwa-ke uZelensky uyakuphika konke lokhu. UZelensky izolo simboleka ku-Grammy Awards aphume khona kumabona kude sithi ucela uncedo. So siyakwazi khona manje ukuthi i-NATO isimnike uncedo lwezikhali njalo lisana ngamandla le-Russia. So siyabona ukuthi kuningi akudingayo okwamanje-ke le-Russia lihlasela ngamandla khona ngale e-Odessa leyi-ke indawo enkulu kakhulu elamafutha epetulo kubuye njalo ibambene lolwandle. So-ke bangayibamba-ke i-Russia khanya ngazani kuyabonakala izinto eziningi. So ele-Russia kukhanya ngazani selidinga ukuthi likhipha amabutho alo duzane le-Kyiv lapho isigodlo sakwale Ukraine liyowafaka khona ngale u-Odessa le-Donetsk region kwenza ukuthi bathathe-ke i-chunk yakhona ngale bayenze yabo. So kunjalo-ke mavelas khona ngale kwenzakala okunene ngena khona
aiwa tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro nhasi nemusi wemuvhuro April 4 ini ndini Marvelous ndiri kuWashington DC. Nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yezviri kutaurwa nevazhinji vamwe vari kuti ivo vari kuda kuti vemapatso anopikisa vawanikwe ivo vachibatana kuitira kuti panosvika sarudzo dza2023 vagobuda vasina ivo kupatsanura mavhoti. Asi vamwe vachishora zvakare vachiti havasi kuda kuti bato guru remunyika rinopikisa Citizens Coalition for Change ribate neiro nere MDCT yava Douglas Monzora uyezve neyava Mai Tokozani Kupe neMDC Alliance vachiti ivo havasi kufara kuti vaviri ava vawanikwe ivo vachipinda mumubatanidzwa uyu. Asi zvakamira zvakadaro vamwewo vanoti ivo zvakakosha kuti vanhu vakande zvavanofunga kurutsiri vapinde mumubatanidzwa kuitira kuti vawanikwe ivo mune ramangwana vachibuda vachikunda misarudzo ichatevera ya2023 yemutungamiri wenyika. Tichange zvakare tiri kutarisa isu pamusoro penyaya yezviri kuitika munyika yeUkraine umo takaona nezuro mutungamiri wenyika iyi vaZelensky vachiuya ivo vari pachivhitipiti vachitaura vari kumagrammy awards anga ari iwo muno muamerica kuHollywood vachikumbira ivo rubatsiro rwokuti vawanikwe ivo vachipiwa rubatsiro rwokuti vakwanise kukunda Russia. Asi tikaona zvakare imo munyika merussia vanhu vachiwanikwa ivo vakawanda vari kuwanikwa vakabhombwa uyezve vakafa vari munzira. Zviri kushorwa nepasi rose kuti izvi hazvisisinei nehondo sezvo vanhuwo zvavo vasinei nezvemauto vari kuwanikwa ivo vachiurayiwa muRussia pari zvino. Saka taona isu mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica pari zvino vaBiden vanga vari kutotaura vachiti ivo zviri kuitika muRussia pari zvino aiwa zvaenderera mberi uyezve ivo nedzimwe nyika vachange vari vachange vari kusangana vachizeya kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeRussia zvingawanikwe zvichiwedzerwa sei. Saka ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvatichange tiri kutaura pamusoro pezvazvo ipo pano tichitaurawo nenyanzvi dzezvematongerwo enyika kuti vatipewo mafungiro avo kuti vanoona sei zviri kuitika nyaya muhondo iyi iri pakati peUkraine neRussia. Taona zvakare iyo Russia ichiti yakumbobvisa mauto ayo ichienda kwatinoti kumucheto kwenyika asi pavari kuenda ikoko vari kunziwo vari kusiya vachiuraya vanhu vazhinji izvo zviri kushorwa uyezve tatoona pasi rose richiti vanofanira kutongwa kumatare makuru nenyaya iyi yavari kuita yekuuraya vanhu vasinei nechekuita nehondo.
Yes, we've got our first guest tonight who is a Zimbabwean living in Canada right now. His name is Kutsai Samaita. Mr. Samaita, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you so much and thanks for having me. Greetings to you, Marvelous, as well.
Thank you very much. Yes, so what's in your mind when we talk about forming coalitions ahead of the 2023 elections?
Okay, so the first thing is minor opposition parties are known to disrupt the votes. They split the votes, and that's not something healthy that we want to do as a country. Zimbabwe, in its very nature, is a country that has a common enemy. Everybody knows that ZANU-PF is the common enemy. I therefore advocate for people to unite rather than be found in vote-splitting parties. People should all unite and form one thing. However, for people to unite, they need relevance. Unfortunately, people like Makupe, people like Twala's Republic, people like Monzora, all those are irrelevant right now. We don't want to be talking about that. They should all just rally behind CCC, which has become the alternative party right now, which is the real deal, and that way we can fight the common enemy that we have.
Yes, now so can we now go Baba Samaita. We now zani ge ubuti ubunjo umanyano uyaku kete. Kamba unata ngano kono.
Abantu melusi be manyani. Njenga ba kulunywa SQ agutwa united we stand and divided we fall. Kukaachegile ge ubuti izalone zezimbabwe zimanyane. Sibe into eyodwa sonke. Siyekele ukucabanga ngama-tribes zethu, siyekele ukucabanga ngenkolo zethu lakho konke. Okwakhathesi kuyaba into ezasisiza kakhulu ukuthi sibambane, silwise iZANU-PF. Nxa singayifule ukukwenza khona kuyaba ngamagwegwe, kungamagwegwe vele kithi ukuthi sihlukane sizama ukukhangelana ngolimi esikhuluma ngendimi esizikhulumayo sikhangelana ngenkolo zethu nento ezinjalo kuyaba ngamagwegwe azasiza iZANU PF ngoba iyakuthakazelela khona kuyani ukuthi abantu bexabane behlukene iZANU PF kuyayithokozisa khona kuyani so abantu babamanyane sibe into eyodwa njengoba uChamisa ekhona kunguye umuntu esikhangelela ukuthi ngaba ngumthungameli o-relevant right now abantu kwabasekele yena
siyakuzwa-ke mavela singangena khonapho-ke umbuzo ongambuzwa khona
nona se ngiyayile kutaurwa yekuthi vanhu ngavawane vachibatana vasati vaphinda musarudzo dzemuna 2023
ya sekutaurwa kwandaita both muchirungu nemuchindebele zvinhu zvakakosha fani kuti vanhu vabatane tiite chinhu chimwe chete tiri nyika yezimbabwe pari zvino zvizvarwa zvenyika yezimbabwe zvinoziva kuti kupatsanuka kwemavhotsi kunobatsira ZANU PF ZANU PF inofara chaizvo kana vanhu vachipatsanuka vachiita tumapato tudiki dai waro vanhu vangobatana taziva kuti common enemy yedu munyika iZANU PF mapati ese aungane pamwe chete tiri kuise pati imwe iyoyi yatinoziva yezanu pf yatadza kutungamirira yauraya nyika for the last 42 years dai vanhu vangobatana tiite chinhu chimwe chete is the only way we can win and survive
asi katinoona vamwe vari kuti iwa mapato guru recitizens coalition for change iro rakabva mubato remdct harifaniri kubatana zvakare nebato iro remdct kana ramu zvaretokozani kupe sei vanhu vari kuwanikwa vachidaro tichiona kuti vhoti imwe inogona kuchinja zvinhu zvakawanda
tumapati tuyetu yatovatove unnecessary haasisiri mapati ari serious vanhu vaakutonyatsoziva kuti pati yemdc nepati yemdc yatokozani kupe mapati iwaya ave irrelevant right now vanhu vaakutoziva kuti ccc is the only relevant party is the only alternative government yatingatowana muzimbabwe saka tumapati twana tokozani kupe nepati dzaana monzora tuyatuya kuda kuzvigutsa ivo matumbu avo hakusi kuda kushandira nyika ivo vari kutotsvagawo zvinzvimbo naizvozvo vanhu ngavasava nenguva yekuvateerera vana tokozani kupe naana monzora pache zvavo vanonyatsoziyawo futi kuti pati inodiwa nevanhu ipati yeyellow movement naizvozvo kana kuri kuti vane shungu nekugadzirisa nyika ngavangosiya zvavari kuita izvi zvemahumbwe vauye vazobatana nevamwe kuccc tiro tigadzirise nyika
siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba kusanaisa maicha baba khonapho sibise ke ubaba usipho ngulube mr ngulube welcome to the program sicela uhlale kukhona because sikubona kuhle asikubona kuhle khonamanje ye so ke nxa sisikhangela baba ngulube khonokho khulunywa ngabanye abantu abaningi bakhuluma sino ngokuthi amabandla kumele abambane ngesikhathi sokhetho wena ukubona njani khonokho
babadube nyabonga ngibongela abanye abakhona lapha thina kudala sikuchumayele ukuthi amabandla kabambane kudala sikuchumayele but okusalayo engisakuphinda yikuthi i-agenda yokubambana is it the right agenda na balenhloso enhle ngokubambana kumbe balenhloso yokusebenzisa abanye na yiwumbuzo endawo ngiphindile emini ngathi kula bantu abaningi abasebenzisa ipolitiki njengomsebenzi career politician bakhona siyabaqamba sibaqamba thina-ke kasibaqambi ngama-region njengabanye ababaqamba ngama-region sibaqamba bonke ukuthi labantu abasebenzisa abaku-politics as career yebo sesidlule lapho but okusalayo ukuthi i-agenda yama-opposition iyinye yina kula ma-opposition amanye lobe ne-genuine agenda are they treating the other regions other tribes equally na ku-opposition kolokhuyana it's a must into abamele bayikhanyele nxa bengayithathi serious ngikutshela khathesi abanye abantu bayaqalisa ukukhuluma ngifuna ukuspecify bathi emathebeleni abantu theyare voting for ccc but we know i-good number yezanu p f izanu p f is good getting a good number kubozimba abantu bakhe ama-numbers amaningi abantu abavotele izanu p f basemashonaland emashonaland rural areas so abantu bezinye indawo nxa bekhuluma bezama ukuraise ama-issues bababeka ama-tribal issues khathesi abantu sebekubona khathesi ukuthi izanu is the common enemy but emathebeleni izanu has been always an enemy from 1980 China sebo situation out abantu bezanu bebe abantu emathele bebulawa bebulawela just for not speaking a certain language abanye ama leaders emathele bebizwa dissident public kuma ba platform wonke umuntu they have never said a word but namhlanje izanu si common enemy thina kithi emathele izanu has been always an enemy but abantu emathele sebediniwa wabona bangasavoti badiniwe abasavoti ungaqala kathi more than 50% of them are not voting. About 40%. But you know, about them who understand that for no go, bago address, bago addressing in the Zabut, bago amuntu ematelen the raise issue, bago kumbi amun, siza improve as see a next point. But as far as see a next point as long they start kundi mabanyabantu, that's the first issue. We must have to address first things first. I want to see chance say pushing dima, calling dima atandwa.
Yes, so I think you can hear, Mr. Samaita, the discontentment that is being expressed by Mr. Sipongolube in terms of some regions. They're saying they're voting for what they're doing because they've been doing that, but they're voting for ZANU-PF and all these kind of things, but they've got a grievance. What could be the reaction to that? Yes.
I fully agree with what he is saying. However, the only point where I sort of want to bring my point differently is that when we talk about the first things, what's the first thing? The first thing, according to me, is to remove ZANU-PF. Akula muntu ongakwaziyo ukuthi abantu bemathebeleleni bacindezelwa. Akula muntu ongakwaziyo ukuthi abantu besindebeleni balahlwa yi-government for the last 42 years. But eqinisweni, wonke umuntu vele walahlwa. Abantu babulawa everywhere. Of course, we are not going to compare the numbers. Esindebeleni ikukura wundi was a civil war. That's a topic which is sensitive and it's a topic on its own. Perhaps we don't want to digress for now. But ZANU-PF has been a party known for butchering people. Lakdala, lakdala. Ngesikhathi sikaMzorewa, abantu babebulawa kuthiwa ngumdengesi. Njengokubulawa kwabantu kwakusenziwa eMathebeleland. So ZANU-PF vele siyayazi ukuthi bangababulali. I therefore say, mina, my advocating is, asimanyaneni ndawonye wonke umuntu shona ndebele kalanga nyanja xhosa bemba zulu sonke kasibambaneni silwise isitha esikhulu esiyisitha seZANU-PF sithi nxa ngabe sesikhiphe iZANU-PF abalezikhalazo zabo njengalaba obabungulube bebesebeletha ke izikhalazo zabo I believe we will have a new crop of leadership, a different kind of leadership with different philosophies and different ways of executing things. I don't see them being as difficult as ZANU-PF.
Yeah, can you put that in English? Go ahead, say what you're saying right now.
Okay, so sorry that I mixed.
No, it's okay. You can go ahead. I think
all these things. So. Somebody was calling me. Am I back on air?
Yes, yeah, we are back on air. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. So I was saying the problem that we currently have is that the greatest problem, the greatest cancer we have in Zimbabwe is ZANU-PF. If only people could stop focusing on other tributary problems and focus on just the one problem, which is ZANU-PF. Let's all unite, deal with ZANU-PF. After we've eliminated ZANU-PF, then we can begin to bring in all our other petitions. For example, Matabeleland region has complained about being sidelined for a long time. We know for a fact ZANU-PF is not going to change. ZANU-PF has done the same kind of leadership, has used the same philosophy for the last 42 years. Their philosophy of butchering people it's not a philosophy they only applied to the region of Matabeleland. People were killed in Zwimba, where Ngulube is talking about. People were killed in Chinoy. People were killed in Mutare. As early as 1979, ZANU-PF had started killing people, accusing them of being Batengesi, Abatengisi. People were killed in 2007, 2008 by the same ZANU-PF. Doesn't matter which region of the country they were. So I'm not undermining the levels of the atrocities committed in the Kukurawundi period. But I am saying ZANU-PF has always been a party known for not being afraid of spilling human blood. And so, according to me, the most important thing right now is for people to unite, eliminate ZANU-PF, and then bring other petitions on the table, CCC will definitely come with a different philosophy. And if CCC continues to use the ZANU-PF philosophy, they will be a smaller party and easier to deal with than ZANU-PF.
Thank you very much. Just stay on the line. Let's bring in Mr. Thembelihle Ndlovu. Thembelihle Ndlovu, I think, belongs to MRP, towards the Republic Party. So, how are you going to talk about Thembelihle?
I'm going to Dube. In general, CCC. These people, they're going to be with us, manje. Ngoba befuna ukuthi basuse that leader ekhona kumanje ukuthi nawo bakwazi ukulida, right? From there, mabeqeda ukuthi sebesusiwe leyo phatha abayisusayo. Abasayinaki imthwakazi. Abasayinaki imthwakazi. Bengayinaki imthwakazi bazoze bebuye maso kumele futhi kuvote. Sebezodukisa abantu bakithi. Baqedi mabe badukisile abantu bakithi bengasakwazi ukuthi baqonde kuphi. Babuye futhi abantu bakithi bagcwale khona ngale ngoba vele umbuso usuke ukhona. Sibuye emuva, izano iyakwazi ukuthi kuyenze ukuthi abantu bavote ngodlame, ngokuhlukunyezwa beshaya abadala, bese kuthi thina komthwakazi sebeyacabanga abantu ukuthi hey, kunento leyake yayenzeka abathi iground. Even still now we lose our fathers, we lose our mothers, nama sisters saba lose ngendaba yezano. So the only thing I mean, I can stick on the point. Umthwakazi awufundi ukuthi vele asina lutho but sizoba nalo ulutho noma siyundaba mlonyweni. We have to strong nomqondisi until we get the powerful men. Umqondisi is a slender, ngumuntu onomzimba omncane ongambona umyeyise but engumuntu ongaletha inkululeko komthwakazi.
Yeah, so in brief what are you saying about forming coalitions? Should MRP be part of a coalition ahead of the elections?
Yes. MRP must register to go to elections, and then I will stand with them even to talk everything about Mthwakazi. And then I will be happy if we're going to get 50%. That thing is going to make Mthwakazi to be strong.
So they shouldn't be part of CCC and MTCT and other parties in terms
no.
of coalition ahead
no.
of the elections?
Because if you understand, Baba, you can't be part with your enemy. This thing is going to be the same that our father, Nkomo, did to ZANU-PF, to be part with the ZANU-PF. At the end, they turn the table before they eat. But he is a matter of food, Nkomo, if they next, they tell you, I love you, Hamba now. And then, Tina puts a spin that puts a skull in a better fulling. Bamisana nabuthi sikhiphe isitha esizanu-PF. Labana abantu ngomalume nabachana nabo mzala nabo banibantu. Those guys bonke njengamashona angeze umuntu esindebeleni othwa nguye ofuna uvotelo. Labantu esikhuluma ngabo ngabempumalanga bonke abayizitha zethu but bengabantwana babadala abayibo abakhoza inkinga esindebeleni. So thina ke intsha asikwazi ukuthi sihlale nabetafuleni kathi ke bahlale etafuleni nomkhulu owethu ngumqabuko. Bamjikela futhi amatafula. Kumanje siyasokola akekho yazi iblawayo ethi ikanjani. Emashonaleni ngalo ngababuza ngesikrati seblawayo. Akekho nokwazi ukuthi zinjani iy'tratha zakho.
Yeah, thank you, Thembelihle. Thank you, Ndlovu. Hold on there. Let's go to Professor Masocha, Elliot Masocha. I think he's around now. Welcome to the program, sir. Elliot Masocha, I think your mic is muted somehow. Can you take care of your mic? I think I've opened the mic. But there's an issue with your mic. Can you hear me now? Go ahead. Don't touch it. I'll touch it from this end. So go ahead, say. How are you? So it seems as if your microphone is not activated. Can you activate it and come back? Activate it and come back. So let's bring in Marvelous Nhlanganyawe so that we can continue with the program. So Marvelous, there you are. You can hear MRP. They are saying they don't want to be part of this coalition. Not at all.
I think I would like you to bring back the young gentleman from MRP. I have a question for him.
Yeah, okay. Let me bring him. Here he comes. Yeah, there he is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead. His name is Tembelihle Ndlovu.
I think that you are not interested at all to get into a coalition with parties like the CCC. Why is that? Who is your common enemy? Are they your enemy?
Right. What I can say to you is, as I said before,
mm-hmm.
those CCC, it was a party, one party with MTC for Tsvangirai. Those people, they separate on different groups. Even now, they are different groups.
Mm-hmm.
So, even if they're going to be together, they're going to be separate again. Because the first thing, that thing makes them to separate. What is going to block the separate again? Where's of party going to put in Ndebele, and then Ndebele, they know Ndebele and Shona is an enemy, animal and animal. That's why I'm saying to be united or to be together, I don't think it's going to be the solution. The only problem and the only thing I want to say to Mthwakazi, don't forget what did to Mr. Nkomo.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, looking at your analogy, when you're fighting a bigger enemy, isn't it better for you to form a coalition first and then talk about your differences? Because we just saw the recently ended by-elections. Did your party get any seats?
No.
So how are you then expecting to be able to have your leader voted in as the
leader of Zimbabwe? Yes, go ahead. Hello. Go ahead, Tembele.
Okay. What I can say, it's easy to fight with enemy. You can take your neighbor and go and fight with enemy.
Yeah.
But if your neighbor is a poison to you, it's not easy. Sometimes the moment you go in with your neighbor, it's going to be backfiring to you. The only thing what I can say.
Yes. So what you're saying now is you don't want a scenario like what happened to Joshua Nkomo, right?
Yes, yes. That one is the very sensitive thing. It's attaching me on my heart. Mr. Nkomo was giving us a peace in Mthwakazi. At the end, the moment Madala passed away, no one thinking about Matebele and Mthwakazi. Until
yes.
Now. Right. So long, Ubaba, Umkabungo was CM Kabeni. Akuzange kwaba nomuntu owake wacabanga ngomthwakazi kuze kube kumanje. Namanje sebekhuluma ngomthwakazi ngoba sokunomfana omncane omqondisi owuyo seqala ukuvusa abantu amakhanda. The most people ade bekwenza bebekhala nge-ground kungenamuntu ophakamisa ivoice. Now sokunomqondisi sebekwazi ukuthi singakwazi ukuthi i-CCC nale kalo bathi ubalenye MDCT zibambane nomthwakazi bafuna ukuthi sisebenze njengoba wenza ubaba uNkomo. Be the same thing after 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, go ahead, so much.
Okay, so there's one very big thing that I want to address here that has been said by my brother Ndlovu. I don't agree with him at all when he says the Shonas are enemies of the Ndebele. That's not true. And this is so ancient. We don't want that kind of backward thinking as we try to fix our country. It's not true that Shonas and Ndebeles are enemies. For goodness sake, there are millions of intermarriages that have taken place right now. These people have become our nieces. These people have become our uncles. You guys have become our uncles and our nieces. We have taken your sisters. You have taken our sisters. We have become one. We are becoming one. You know what? If you walk into the streets of Bulawayo right now, you can speak in Shona or Ndebele and people will understand you. That's how people have been combining. That's how people have been becoming one. And this is a process that did not start yesterday. It's been happening for years. A long time now, people have been intermarrying and tribalism has become a thing of the past. I know that we do have atrocities that were committed. Those things still have to be atoned for. nobody is going to underpin them. We are not going to forget that this thing still needs to be fixed. However, the people who committed those atrocities are still at the helm of power right now. And so it cannot be fixed as long as they are there. I want, for the purposes of emphatic repetition, to say that it's not true that Shonas are enemies of the Ndebele. That's not true.
Chovunza ipapo vasa maita utumunona seju mtorwa ni mnyarikani wedu. Daruguti iwo, iwo sema onero avo. Baturavo arizu mbo faraka batana ni mangu mapato. Agadaisava na CCC. Nekuti hapana kujibizana. Daruguti iwo vaka rwazi washa kanyanya. Panesha kaitika kunava Joshua Nkomo.
Ya, vaka taura wachidaro, deni wanufanda uziya uti baturavo arimbo firaka zotonga na rinu ose. Arinako arichambo faraka shwika. Chekutanga, vanu wawo vashoma chaizu. Vari vashoma kudaro. Vari vashoma kudaro vanu mibato irori. Hakuna muna harikuda kuvateerera. Ruzhinji, rwevana veZimbabwe, harikuwirirani ne filosofi yekupatsanura patsanura vanu na marudzi. Vanu dai vabatana, tarikwisana ne uyipi weZANU PF. Kana tichinge tapedza kurwisana ne uyipi weZANU PF, tochitanga kudzokera kumashure tichinogadzirisa paka kanganiswa pese neZANU PF. Ende hatikwanisi kuzviita zvinhu izvozvi zvikana tisina kubatana. Ende hatisi chokwadisa taurwa navanzovu kuti hanzi izvo mashona nemandevele havadyidzani. Inhema dziyadzi hakuna zvinhu zvakadaro. Vanhu vechindevele mazuva ano vava vazukuru vedu uye vakwasha vedu. Nesuwo tiri vanatsano kumandevele tiri kutorana tichitorana tichingodaro. And there's been so many intermarriages dzaitika pakati pevanhu vechishona nemandevele.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Sicela ubambe khonapho ke Samaita sizwe kubaba uJoseph Ndlovu kade ngenile lapho uJoseph Ndlovu. Ndlovu uyasizwa baba?
Ngizwa kakhulu. Linjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu ye. Ngena kuphosela khonapho. Kuphosela khona.
Siyaphila. Yazi ngiyachiseka ngani la. Ngicela ukuphendula ubaba nje. Lokhu ukukhuluma inkinga isishona kangisanga. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi ukukhuluma ngemishado ekhona. Njengoba ngishilo nje ngithi isishona kangisanga. Ngiyacabangela ukuthi ukukhuluma ngani. Uma ngambuza nje manje zingani.
Ye, nakumbuza.
Ukubuza ubaba.
Ye, nakumbuza ukukhala. Ubona ngazani kumele kubunjwe yini umanyano ungakenza ukhetho olubuyayo. Khonapho ke ikho lapho esikhona lapha.
Mina asenze kanje baba. Before ngiqhubekeza kuqala ngithi khona kuwe I'm a non-political party supporter. Kodwa ngibele esiNdebeleni. Alright. Ngingumuntu wasesiNdebeleni nje bese ngikhona ukwenzakalayo. So lokhuyana ngicabanga ukuthi lo muntu okukhulumayo lo manje oqeda ukukhuluma manje kancane ngamzwa ekhuluma isishona bengithi mina kuye asikho isidingo sokuthi kubanjani ngoba vele okwenzakala ngobaba uNkomo kwabona mbani nobani lo mntwana ole 4 years uyakwazi ukuthi iNdebele alizange ibonakale njengomuntu eshoneni. Ngikhulele ngalokhu. Ngikhulele phambili ngithi kona angibuza ubaba okhuluma ngemishado ngiyacabangela ngithi angazi ubeisho kanjalo na. Zingaki izalukazi zasesiNdebeleni esishoneni ngikhuluma naye manje? Akukho lokho nje ukuthi badinga amavoti laba bantu. Angivumelani nokuthi umthakazi avambane nabo CC nabo zanu. Umthakazi akazimele. Kodwa ke mina angisupporti even a single political party eZimbabwe.
Yes, wenelisa ukufaka ngesikhiwa kumbe awenelisa. Just 2 seconds. Kupho ukuthi ngesikhiwa kancane. Should there be any coalition? That's why we're hitting.
No. There mustn't be any coalition at all because the Shonas have never recognized the Ndebeles. Mase ngabuza ngiqhubekele phambili ngithi ubaba lo afilisota
akwazi Ndovini. What is later ubaba Prof. Elliot Masocha says ukuthi yena uthini? Mr. Masocha, welcome to the program. I think today you've got some challenge with your system. I don't know what is going on. Can you hear us? No, you can hear us, but we can't hear you. I think maybe it's all to do with the activation of your mic. So while you are doing something there, let's bring in Mr. Shelton Mlilo. Shelton Mlilo, so I'm going to share the show.
Ama vozi ezanu ebetholakala ekomunye umngcwele ngesikhathi sibona bebengabona ubuli abantu ade bebabe ngamandebele because izulu belisanetha ngale besathola into abayifunayo okwamanje ngokubona kwabo ukuthi hawo right into le ayibonwa ngalabo abanye abantu sesibona manje ukuthi hayi iwrong lento le sebeqala manje ukuthi hayi asibambaneni isandla sithi nokuthi nokuthi ngoba izulu alisanethi kubo. So kuzima thina kithi ukuthi izulu vele belinganethi. Na kuwe wena belilinga belinetha ubungasinali. Lithi mase lingasanethi kubu sifithi sibambisana ibhakethi. Hayi. Thina si right sizibambele ibhakethi sizodwa. Labo abakufakayo yibo okumele bakukhiphe. Liqiniswe ligona. Kodwa mbuye ngithi futhi kuzibamba umlomo ngithi mina ngingumuntu isikhathi esiningi sesiphilile sahlangana nabantu. Ngomshado ngokuzalana nani ngani ngani so kunzima ukuthi manje sijudge ukuthi i-tribal eyiyo yipi i-tribal kabani yipi because mina manje ngakubuza umbuzo we-1 ukuthi akunjele abantu labo abaningi ababuya bethi bangamandebele bonke ngamandebele na o i-tribe siya ngokuthi siyakhona ukukhuluma isindebele phela kwamanje masithi i-tribe abantu bakuthatha ukuthi mangikhona ukukhuluma isishona kusho ngilishona mangikhona ukukhuluma isindebele kusho ngilindebele kathi hathi cha ama tribe esinawo maninga kakhulu eZimbabwe kodwa ngendaba yokuthi indebele neshona li rise lifuna ipower that's why so ngathi kuthiwa kune tribalism kunani nani kathi haa ama tribes maningi so mina ngithi baba akungichazele ukuthi ngokufunda kwakho singabe sinama tribes amangaki thina la eZimbabwe.
Yeah, so in brief, one person who finds it here, Konoga to Kulmako. Very briefly.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, just
but I will start by asking you a question. Since I was born, or since from primary up to secondary, up to my A level, they used to tell us that Iswala in English it's Sata. Ne? It's right, ne? They used to tell us,
so hopefully,
this Iswala in English is fact. For that is tribalism. You can't take one of students from Machabele South now, even today from primary school, and ask him or her that same question. The only answer that she or he will give you is only fact. So that's where the problem started. Because even if now you can check on internet or somewhere, Ndebele is excluded from the languages. It's not a language. It's not considered as a language. It's just a media of communication between the people.
So do you believe
yes.
In coalitions?
Should yeah, you... I believe in coalition. Like I said before, that due to intermarriages and some stuff, it's hard for these kids to say, yeah, I'm a Ndebele, or I'm a Shona, or I'm a Veda, or I'm a Sotho. For now, we need change. Everyone needs change. And there's no other way. But there are some points that we must face first before we go against the enemy. These challenges are, even in South Africa, the Zulus, they have got their own land. The Swatis, they have got their own land. So, similar to Zim. Venda, they should have their own lands. Ndebeles, they should have their own known lands. Shonas, they should have their own known lands. And we need separate governments. That's what I can say. Right. For now, we can shake hands and attack the enemy. But how about after the party?
Okay, all right. We hear you. Marvelous. There.
Yeah.
Marvelous.
Go ahead. Asi chandabata apekupezi sira ndo upala sitoroti. Iwo sema onero avo. Vano unaungesha kana kaashu kutivanu. Ivi mapato anupikisa wabata anipa nguwa yesa ruzo. Asi shirukunya nyowaneta kwa mwepa ondesho kuti. Chinozo iti kachii mshure mekunge wapinda mwesa ruzo. Chombo utila kunda. Chinozo famba se. Iwo varukuda utikana chinge za daro. Vano anozo ogu matebele lendi. Laite seshu netuwa kusawazika utikuni ndekune zenda lendi. Nechi lendi, vanu achishu tonga ikoko vane urumende yavo. Devolution, I think, ndo iso inota uro wako Zimbabwe. Asi ndo maonero avo, avari kutawa.
Ye, baba ngulube, ngena kuna poge, mamafuchani, mwavisika tisetu, sasa nansesi kwa umangwe, ngena ngulube.
Ya, nsiti nza pendlupu tilo ana uwe kuruma ngayi kuti tribalism ayiko. Kota mbwane nganu enjela, ubaba lwana okurumile omdala, okurume nganu sekala. Mtembu mfuwe kwa nuza fundu kutunga ya kuluma angate yati kukuraundi was a civil war. Kukuraundi was never civil war. Angate matemele ni ngoba ngobula wa yabantu ya kulumi si shona mapasini ati soku raiti. Ngoba ikini so tibwe nchide ema shona de dea rare unga kulumi shona u public transport. Paa kutalaza wongi abantu. Paa kutalaza. That thing ati enzagala ngobula wa yoka enzagale ya rare. That thing ya yikulume minu kuti abantu ngaku ikuti a United College lafane tuze wempilo kwa fundisi si shona language pate arare kakufundisi si ndebe yiko njimbuze kone minu ukuti ngaku ikuti a United College kufundiswa isi shona e arare kasifundisi si ndebe angaboni kuti yena abantu aba marginalized ngabe raise issue ababe sebabona zi ama tribalist yiko kuzasenza kwa lukunga sikuma ama collusion okukunya mfoe tuyena losa osandu kukurumu ukholujini siyayifuna siyayifuna vele sifuna ukuthiphizana but umbuzo vele usesekhona ukuthi baza sithini singaqeda ukusebenzisa njengodlawo ukuthiphizana siyakwazi ukuthi unkomo bamsebenzisa unkomo vele lo uthi tribalism yayini uthi iqala manje uthi tribalism yaqala kudala manje siphethe ayiqalanga ayiphelanga manje tribalism tribalism kudala yengeke izaphu was made up of all polity all tribes amakhiwo positions uzaphu unkomo waye sekelwa ngabantu beshoneni even kobula ama businessmen amdala ngawoshoneni so after so unkomo after 1980 bamkhipha unkomo ngokundebele bamenza angani usey tribalist bambiza wonke amabantu lo uthi kuground they killed abafazi ababezithwele abantu zikazana so nxa sithi civil war isivil war wakusibi ubani lobani silwa labantu abangalambhopho azange kube ne civil war yesikhathi sekugura
uthi so what is si ubaba umlomo konapho ke ngulube sizwe ubaba uElif Masocha professor cela ukuza kumbe siyakuzwa khona manje welcome professor yeah professor today I think things are not going well so I think maybe we have to come out with a theory of how we can bring him in so let's see yeah maybe you can professor you can use a phone or a laptop yeah, maybe that will work so yes kulobaba ufuna ukuphendula lapha ngomthani sibangenise khona pa ke samaita quiet
yeah ngicela ukuthi abantu bekwazi ku ngiphendula ungulube lapha kuqhakathekile ngulube mfowethu ukuthi ufunde umahluko okhona phakathi kwezanu PF labantu besishoneni these are two institutions abantu besishoneni kasozanu izanu kaso mashona izinto ezimbili zona lezo so that is where you are missing it nxa ungakwazi ukufunda ukuhlukanisa iparty le tribe awusozwe le problem so asoqiniso ukuthi amashona abulala amandebe la kulanto enjalo ugogo wami mina wayesale chief vele kakwazi kwayengekho and then into ebengifuna ukuyikhuluma futhi Dube yikuthi if people just bring emotion unnecessarily, then there will never even be a conversation. I know everybody knows the atrocities were committed by ZANU-PF. We have to be clear. Ukuthi ZANU-PF hiyo eyakhomitha ama atrocities. Ulogogo wayezihlalele le cheche ngale engakwazi lokuthi abantu besindebele babe bulawa. Then namhlanje sibe sesivuka sithi amashona abulala amandebele. I mean, that's not fair. That's a fallacy. You don't think like that. We are not supposed, if we think like that, then we are not going anywhere. And then, indaba yokuthi izaphu iyayimanyanisa ama tribes wonke. Siyakwazi lokho ukuthi babe khona onyandoro labo mjuru labo mgabe babe khona laphana kuzaphu beyiqala bendawonye. But we also know ukuthi lezanu iqalwa enyamandlovu. Iyayilawo wonke abantu besishoneni labesindebeleni izanu yona le izanu esihluphayo nale iqalwa enyamandlovu iyayilayo wonke umuntu. So we have to be careful when we are tackling the issue of tribalism. However, the most important thing right now that we have to do is people should unite. Singamanyana sibe into eyodwa. Sizakwanisa ukuthi silwise izanu PF. Sithi nxa ngabe sesilwise izanu PF, sibe sesibona ukuthi izinto lezi zenziwa njani. Ufuna ukucorrect uNgulube futhi again, he lacks in statistics. Ngulube lacks statistics. Abantu besishoneni, they are close to 80% of our country's population. So you don't expect the demographics of Harare to be the same demographics in Bulawayo. It doesn't work like that, Ngulube. Abantu besishoneni baningi kakhulu. So ungayethi noyi indlela abantu abakhuluma ngayo ethi noyi kayisozi ifana nendlela abantu abakhuluma ngayo kobulawayo. And those people are not tribalists.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu ke Samantha. Can you put that in English just briefly and then we try to bring.
Okay. So the first
yes.
The first thing that I said here in Ndebele was that Ngulube needs to know that ZANU PF is a separate entity from the Shona. ZANU is not Shona. Shona is not ZANU. And then to accuse Shonas of having butchered the Ndebeles is untrue and it's a fallacy. My grandmother in Chivu there did not know that Ndebeles were being butchered in Bulawayo in Matebelele. That was none of her business. She was not involved. There was no social media. There was no WhatsApp. She didn't even know about it. People did not even know about Kukurawundi. So it's not Shonas who butchered the Ndebeles. These atrocities were committed by ZANU-PF. And people must separate the Shona from ZANU-PF.
Basically here, the big question is, there cannot be a coalition with other small parties because of that issue of Kukurawundi or some other issue, right? So briefly, 1 minute on you.
Okay, for us to be able to fix that, we have to say who committed ZANU-PF. Because right now we have a problem of Ndlovu and Ngulube thinking that Shonas are suspects. Ndlovu even spoke about Mntane Nyoka. That's not true. Chamisa was not there when Kukurawundi was being committed. And you cannot expect Chamisa to behave like Robert Mugabe. These are separate. So people must separate, first of all, Shonas from ZANU-PF. Then they can understand. And again, if people are saying no to coalitions, if people are saying no to unity, then unfortunately, I must say, Matabeleland will continue to suffer. Baza pila yen mwekwe zom lomo, denga yege lugu sanga na labanyo. O Zanu Simanyane, Siluise Isita. And then, ZANU-PF did not butcher people only in Matabeleland. ZANU-PF butchered in Mutare, in Murewa, Karoi, everywhere. ZANU-PF started butchering people a long time ago. They were calling people sell out and killing them. The numbers might not be the same. And then the last thing that I mentioned was, where the statistics, people have to be careful with demographical statistics. Shonas make close to 80% of Zimbabwean population. So you don't expect the behavior of people in Chinoy Central to be the same as the people in Bulawayo. And again, Bulawayo is a metropolitan city, I must add this. From the onset, Bulawayo was the industrial capital of Southern Africa. So Bulawayo attracted people from all corners of Zimbabwe, including, that's why you have people like myself being born in Bulawayo, because our parents were moving from wherever they were moving to come and work in this industrial capital.
Yes, thank you, Samaita. So marvelous. Maybe we go for Ndlovu right now.
Munoona sei nyai yekubatana kwemapato etikunzwa pane vamwe vekumtwakazi vari kuti ivo kwete hazviite nekuti ivo sevanhu vari kubulawaya havaone kunge vangabatana nevanhu vemashona.
Yeah, yatatorwa pa ihombe dzakakora dzinorwadza zvekare muhistory yeZimbabwe. But ndakatarisa idi vanoti vanhu havafaniri kubatana. Ndinoona sekuti ndo the biggest enemy veZimbabwe ivavo vanoramba kubatana navamwe nokuti kubvira vangomo chaivo vakafa vabatana navamwe. Saka handizivi vanhu vanoti pati yavangomo iwo vasingadi kutevedzera zvirongwa zvavangomo nezvavakasiya vaumba vangomo handizivi kuti vanhu vakaita sei vadiva ndove ndikati ndiwo maenemy ezimbabwe asingadi kubatana navamwe kubvisa zanu pf ini tine history yepolitics muvictoria falls ino pakaitika zvose zvaira kukura hwindi tanga tiri muvic falls samashona pati yezanu pf ikafomewa muvic falls nababa vangu atiro racism kana discrimination iriko kwese kana kuno kuamerica kunoku saka kana tichida kubudirira muzimbabwe kana tichida kuti tizotonga pati dzedu seopposition tinofanira kubatana pati inozvitiyo isu hatibatani navamwe kana kuti isu tiso vatsveni kudarika vamwe sokunzwa kwanamboita veccc vachitaura kuti pati dzakati 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 dziri irrelevant kungotaura chete kuti umwe munhu uri irrelevant mudhemokrasi yatinoda kuumba ndokukoniwa ikoko hakuna munhu uri irrelevant nezvaari kuita indingataura sokuti veccc ivavo vazhinji vacho varimo tikatarisana najob scaler tikatarisana natendai biti kana chamisa vose vakambobuda vakafuma zvipachi zvavo vachibuda kune dzimwe ke zvino vadzokazve chavanoda chai chaicho handizivi kuti kubatana here nokubvisa zanu p f kana kuti vanoda kuramba vachingoputsa opposition isazofa yakatonga munofunga imi kuve ccc kana vamwe vamapati munofunga kana makanatsozvifunga chaizvo chaizvo mungafa makabvita zanu p f nokupatsanuka kwamuri kuita ngative nechokwadi mukutaurirana chokwadi kana pasina unity yezapu pasina unity yemapati ese aiwa hakuna pati yeopposition inozombofa yakatonga yakabvisa zanup f nokusokutaura kwandakamboita nezuro zanup f pachirungu inenge iine inonzi iyo first mover advantage mukatarisa chinonzi first mover advantage kumabhizinesi vanatsokuona kuti maseparation amina weiwaya you will never ever dichi zanup f because inotova nefirst mover advantage ndiyo pati yakatanga kutonga zimbabwe hazvisi zvakabviswa izvozvo zvokuti ndiyo pati yakatanga kutonga maadvantage ayo haasi akabviswa kana tikati isu hatibatani namashona isu hatibatani namandevere at the end of the day kana muchipinda mupolitics vada kupinda mupolitics zivai kutose tiri mazimbabwe the moment yamubva makotanga kuti mundevere mushona mukadzi murume hamuna kwamuri kuenda hapana chatati tamboita muzimbabwe mose takabatana tikatadza kubudirira hazvisati zvamboitika zvanu nezapo vakabatana kuwana independence muzimbabwe ini kana muchida kufa makazotonga munofanira kutevedzera izvo zvakaita maleaders ezvanu nezapo kubatana even vakava namagrievances between them but zvinozoonekwa zvinozoonekwa mberi mahwina kwete kutanga kuti chii chinozoitika kana tikahwina zvakaita zvikati hamusati mahwina saka you can't answer that question.
Thank you very much. You can put that in English just briefly, 1 minute. Professor Masoja, just 1 minute. Then we'll go to Elifendo. Go ahead, Masoja. So she is not hearing me?
We don't have anyone from CCC on this panel. I just wanted to make that correction. And then also there's Douglas Tone who's saying, Chokwadi, Mr. Masoja. Tell them. So tell us in English.
You know, there are a lot of big issues that have been raised, painful issues in the history of Zimbabwe. But, you know, remember, we don't belong to the past. Anybody who wants to have the inspiration of Dr. Joshua Nkomo should go for unity with other parties. Anyone who is going to say that I'm not going to have a coalition with this party and that party and that, but that person is the biggest enemy of Zimbabwe. Because the moment you are going to highlight and say, oh, the Ndebeles have done this, the Shonas have done this, then we are going to be stuck right in the history of Zimbabwe, right? Life does not move backwards. To move forward. Zimbabwe needs unity. Whenever we are getting in politics, let's get in politics calling ourselves Zimbabweans, not women, men, blue, green, and whatsoever. And when looking at the opposition parties, you know, I see that CCC is composed of people who have at one point in their political careers have split from the original FDC and from their own party FDC, you know, about 99 and this and that, and now they have come back together and they are, some of them are calling other parties irrelevant. I was reading an article today from one of the CCC, I think it's the deputy leader, saying Cooper and Monjora are this and that. Those are the biggest enemies in the political history of Zimbabwe, to call somebody irrelevant in a democracy that we are fighting for. What type of democracy is that when we are calling each other irrelevant?
Thank you. Thank you.
Who is calling somebody irrelevant is the person who is the most irrelevant, and because he doesn't know what democracy is all about. It's about setting other people's views.
Thank you so much, Professor Masocha. Let's go to Ubabu Tubelike Ndlovu. Tubelike, your last word. Ulukulume konapo. Uyibeke bandla. Wena, uya phambili. Kumele kwenziwe ndawo.
Yazi ngizothanda ukuphendula ngoba kukhuluma abantu cishe abawu 3 emva kwami.
Ye, khuluma baba.
Ngizophendula umfowethu. Ngizophendula umfowethu, angimazi bathi ubani lo nesikipe esibomvu. Mayethi yena amashona namandebele awaxabani Ndlovu. Mfuka umbaleli izinto azozibona noma ehlele e1. Eyokuqala, angeke ukuthi mawushadisise wabo ubususithe amandebele namashona azwana. Okwesibili, angeke umtshele wena ukuthi kuno iblawayo yo emathebeleleni nje yonke kahle kahle 100% ezikolweni ngamashona, 100% ezibhedlela ngamashona, 100% ezipolice station ngamashona. Bese ngibuye ezikolweni, iEnglish yadinga ukuchasiswa ngesintu ukuze umntwana akwazi to catch that word in English from his language. And then abe sesithi namandebele namashona kunobudlelwano, akunabudlelwano la. Into yokuqala le, ngibuye futhi ngithi mina kuyena ngizongixolela ngoba inhliziyo yami isisuke yaba phezulu kakhulu. Ngibuye ngithi futhi angathi yena ma athi abantu ababambana abe sesithi kumele siyenze okwayenzwa ngonkomo kudala. Unkomo wakuyenza, it was the first and last. Angicabangi ukuthi kube bekasaphila manje umqabuko obezoyenza le nto yani yokuhlanganisa itafula. IZANU uqeda ukukhuluma lo mfo uthi yena amashona maningi ukudlula amandebele. Ma thina sizobambisana nawo wonke amaphathi la akhona. Thina sobe siwu-50 bona bewu-100. Ma beqeda noma masiqeda kuwina le nto yokususa iZANU, sesiyisusile iZANU, bazothatha isikali bazifake esikalini. Yiphi ezoba phezulu, yiphi ezoba phansi? I-100 izoba phezulu ukudlula i-50.
Yes.
Be sensitive.
Isikhathi sethu sesidlule ngumangoye. So give Shelton his last word. Shelton, your last word, just a few seconds. Can you, your last
word? Ngiyezwa nendoda esikhuluma manje isithukuthele. Kunamagama athukuthelisayo. Sometimes some of the ways they get some people angry, especially that guy who just try to justify what happened during the Kukura Wonje, what happened there back then. If you may recall everything, those other stories from Zilegazi going in Zimbabwe, some stuff, it was before the time of unity. If the Ndebeles are talking of the Kukura Wonde, they are talking of the after party from the day of the unity. So please, those people, they must stop trying to justify themselves. It's better to say sorry than to act as if you don't know anything. So this thing pains most of the Ndebeles, that the most of the Shonas, they try to justify the Kukura Wonde massacre. And for that is wrong. Please, I'm begging those brothers, those Shona brothers, stop justifying yourself and face the truth. It's better to say, guys, we are sorry for this and this. We are going to do this and this for you. Let's move on. Not just to give us the reason that the MZ did it back then. So, as us, we have to go back to Chaga's rule there back in Zanz. For that is wrong. Because we came here and united with the Shonas. After the unity, they did the same thing. So we are now afraid that if we unite for now, what is going to happen after our unity?
Thank you very much. On that note, marvelous. We come to the end of the show, and we are happy that so many people are speaking. We don't have time.
He's beginning to say something from
us. But the problem is our time is out, so we can't do it. So, Professor Masocha, we invite you for another round, maybe on Friday, we have the same discussion. So we thank Professor Edward Masocha, Mr. Tembelihle Ndlovu of Mthwakazi Republic Party, independent activists Kusai Samaita, Joseph Ndlovu, Sipho Ngulube,
and Shelton Mililo. And sending off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Kube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mzanga Nyahui and would also like to thank Dr. Elliot Masocha, who was on the phone on this side.
Thank you very much. Good night, all.